Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. Welcome to the show here on The Flavor. Today, as you hear the music in the background from the Rocky movie, yes, going the distance from the Rocky movie, we go to the city of brotherly love. We go to Philadelphia. Yes, Philadelphia, home of the famous cheesesteak. And we had to find the founders, and there is somebody, a company, and Pat's King of Steaks. That's right. You know, we went and connected with those guys, and we, on our show today, we have a guest. His name's Tommy. He's the manager of Pat King of Steaks, and we had to have him on our show today to explain the invention, because they're the one who started it all. I mean, if you have a Philly cheesesteak, if I have one here in Hampton Roads, if you have one in Florida, Kentucky, California, it started here. It started in Philadelphia. That's right. And it started with Pat's King of Steaks. Well, we'll be right back with more of our show and our interview here on The Flavor.
Said the original cheesesteak makers.
Okay.
Honest to God. And after that came Jim's and Gino's. Then other delis started coming out with their own stuff and all.
I've been coming to Pat Steaks if I was as young as my son. Pat Steaks, I think, are the best steaks in Philly. I've got as much hot sauce running through me as I do blood, I think.
We're here at Pat's because it's the greatest cheesesteak in the world. You can't get this any other place. And we traveled here actually from New York City to have this wonderful food specialty.
That is the greasiest, fattiest, but most delicious thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Pat's is number one, baby!
You go to Pat's or you don't go.
They wanted me to bring them down here every time. You got to come down here and get the Pat's cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been coming down here since 93.
20 years.
Ever since I was a kid, 45 years.
I've been going there for years since I was a kid. When I was a kid, they were 25 cents for a steak like this. Now it's $4 for a steak like this.
All right, and here we go. We're going to South Philadelphia to talk to Pat's King of Steaks, Philadelphia Cheese Steaks. And here's Tommy, the manager of Pat's.
The manager, Tommy, and welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How's it going?
How you doing? Good.
Wow, man. How's Philadelphia going? The originator of the steak sandwich, Pat's. How's it? Man. Wow. Thanks for being on our show today.
Yeah, we are. We are the inventor of the cheesesteak sandwich.
Man, I was, you know, throughout the years I've heard about, you know, Pat's and just, you know, everything that's, you know, that's gone on there. So, you know, I guess we're going to go back into history here and take us to on the corner of 9th and Passyunk Avenue.
Yes.
In 1930.
Mm-hmm. 1930.
Pat and Harry Oliveira, right?
Yes, two brothers.
Two brothers, and then I will pass it on to you. I'll pass it on to you, Tommy. What happened?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Pat's. It all started back in 1930 here at Pat's. It was two brothers, Pat and Harry. It used to actually be a hot dog stand at one time.
Okay.
And, you know, the guys sold hot dogs, and one day they got tired of eating hot dogs every day, so they went down to a local butcher. They got some beef steak. They fried it up on a grill, and, you know, they were going to have lunch. And all of a sudden, the cab driver comes by, he pulls up, he was coming for his, you know, daily hot dog, and he looked in the window, and he said, wow, he said, can I get one of them? Guy said, no, not really. He said, that's our lunch. He said, you know, we got to eat too, you know. So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you half of it.
Okay.
So he gave the cab driver half of the steak. The cab driver eats it, and he says, you know, he said, you ought to get rid of hot dogs, he said, and start selling these steaks, he said, because that was the best sandwich I ever ate.
Wow. So that was the first review, really, the first review.
That's how it started.
Gotcha. Now, I heard, when I was reading about it, I heard that there is a demand during the next couple of weeks that all the taxi drivers demand. We're like, hey, we want that sandwich.
They could come here and buy one. We have plenty of sandwiches to go around.
Yes, you said back in the 1930s, there was a demand. They came there. So Pat's had started. Now, Pat's Steakhouse, it's 24 hours.
Yeah,
yes.
24 hours, 7 days a week. We only close 2 days a year, Christmas and Thanksgiving.
No, wow.
That's
wild.
It.
Now, what's it consist of? I know myself, but those who are, you know, listening to the show and the new with the cheese, what's consisted in the cheesesteak?
We start using, first of all, we get fresh bread in every day. We cut our bread. We get that ready. Then we slice our own meat from ribeye.
Okay.
After we slice our beef, we fry it on a grill with some oil and some onions. And then we top it off with a cheese called Cheese Whiz.
Ah.
You could either get provolone or American, but Cheese Whiz is our number one sandwich. It's a melted, like a cheddar cheese, and it's really outstanding. Great steak.
Well, you know, I've heard that Cheese Whiz was like, this is like... Now, what is the proper way of ordering from Pat's? You know, there's got to be a proper way when you place an order.
Yeah, we have a system here. We get really, really busy. So
yeah,
we have a system.
Because I heard you can get kicked back in the line if you don't do it the correct way.
Well, that's
correct
not
way.
Really true.
No,
you
no,
can
I
get
know.
Kicked back
know.
In line. That's just
yeah,
a joke added on.
Yeah,
the line,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we use a thing called cheese. If somebody comes up to me and they say, give me a cheese wit or a cheese without. With meaning onions, without meaning no onions. It just makes the line move a lot faster. Somebody comes up and says, cheese wit, cheese without, cheese wit. And then you keep going next, cheese wit, cheese without, and keep going straight down the line. And we get as many people as we can so we can move the line faster.
So let me try it here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and try it like I'm there. Can I get a cheese steak wit?
You got it. Cheese wit coming up.
All right. Boom. And then that's it. Oh, okay.
That's it.
That's cool. Now, when I was looking too, was Rocky filmed there? Rocky was filmed there.
He was. The first Rocky was filmed here. He stood right in front of our window. And that's when he was, when the movie first came on, he was collecting money. He was collecting money for loan sharks.
Ah.
He would go stand. He would stand across the street. We had a beautiful church there at one time, and he was standing in front of the church and collecting money. And then he walked back over and stood right in front of our building, right near our window.
And
we have a plaque on the ground. We have a plaque on the ground where he stood filming the movie.
Ah, so people stand on the plaque and say, "Hey, listen, this is where Rocky." So that's the Stallone was here.
This is where Rocky stood. That's right.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, you've had a lot of celebrities and stories that's come in there. Can you name a few people people that's come there? I saw that's come there.
We get
there
a lot of celebrities here. Yes, we do, but we get a lot of regular people too. And you know, we've had presidents eat here. We've had President Obama has been here. Michelle Obama has been here.
Yes.
And, you know, they sit outside, they eat their cheesesteak just like everybody else does.
Yeah, it almost looks like it's like an alumni. It's like this is the place you got. You know, I mean, as we go into the show, we're going to talk about another place that's right across the street from you guys.
A place to come to, though. It's, come
yeah,
to
yeah,
Philly,
yeah. But, I mean, it seems like yours is, like, a good place, you know, as the landing board, it seems like, you know.
That's it.
So, you know, Barbara Streisand, the whole everything,
yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Across the street, there on the Ninth and Passyunk, across the street, there's the other people. I'm not going to name the other people if you'd like to name them, but the other people across the street. I'm going to name them. Is Gino's
yeah,
across the street.
He started out in 19.
I'm going to name those guys because okay. All right. And
he sells cheesesteaks. He has his customers, you know, and we have ours, you know, and everybody thinks it's a big rivalry, you know, between Pat's and Gino's, but there's really no rivalry. Like I said, he has his customers and we have ours, and,
okay.
You know, we just concentrate on doing our steak sandwiches and don't worry about anybody else.
Oh, right away. Welcome back to the show here on the Flavor Inception. Yeah. The invention of the cheese steak in Philadelphia. That's Tommy. We got to go back and hear more about how this evolved. He's talking about, you know, Pat's was the original, and across the street is Gino's. So he's talking about, you know, the whole concept of the competition. Let's go back.
Do you think the competition has helped both
sure.
businesses?
Competition, yeah. Competition's good for business because it makes you work harder to try to make the better steak sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a difference between the two I was seeing, you know, because when I go to Philadelphia, I have to try it, you know, myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference, but I'm going to go to, you know, just try it out, go to Pat's, you know, try it. As far as the building there, I saw, you know, there's rarity. The build, you started in 1930s and 1933, and you're still in the same building.
Yep.
How did that happen? Well, how did that work out? That's that's rare that a business stays in the same building this long.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, when the owner had died, who owned the building, we wound up buying the building off of his wife, and so we now own the building, so which was a lot easier for us.
Yeah, but since 1930, that's just incredible, man.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about getting kicked out.
Yeah, you know, and it stays there. Wow. So tell us some stories, like what's happened there from Pat's throughout the years, like the stories that you can tell us here on Flavor Living Radio.
Sure. Throughout now, it's like it's in its third generation. Harry and Pat started the business. They were two brothers. They have both since passed away. And now it's in its third generation.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's still going.
Wow. So right now, Frank Oliveri Jr. is the...
Frank Oliveri Jr. is the owner now, yes. He is the third generation.
Has there been other companies or people that come down and say, hey, or was there any idea to franchise it out at one time? Or
has it
always been like, hey, Philip...
Every week. Every week somebody calls us to see if we wanted a franchise. But,
and you tell them the same answer, like, no.
Right. You know what it is? We try to just concentrate on – we have one steak shop here. It gives us a lot of time to concentrate on just one business. Once you start opening up a lot of stores like that, then you start losing, you know, focus. You don't know who's in there, who's making your steaks. Mm-hmm. You know, when I come in here every day, I know who's making steaks. I know who's here. So we
make sure
that we do the right thing.
Yes, and I, you know, from looks of the people will fly down there just to get Pats, you know, just to,
right.
to go to Pats from all over the United States.
Right, just to eat here.
Well, man, we just wanted to, you know, have you on and just to know. And I know that Cheese Whiz is there. Kraft is very happy about the Cheese Whiz. And, hey, I mean, happy, you know.
Yeah, right. Kraft is Kraft has to be happy. We're the leading seller of Cheese Whiz. You know,
wow.
We buy 1,000 cases at a time.
There's just no way.
Yep.
No. How about your bread? Because I heard that's what also was, how did the bread start? How did you choose the right bread?
The bread's the most important part.
There's got to be, because it's
so... I mean,
so
the bread has to be a good,
yeah.
nice, crispy, fresh roll, you know? And we get them in every single morning. We have a standard order we get in the morning time. And then anytime we need bread during the course of the day, we just make a phone call. They put it in the oven, and it's here in 30 minutes.
Well, so the bread is local from right there in Philadelphia?
Bread is local. It's only about maybe 15 minutes away. And, yeah, this comes every single morning, and whenever we need it, we just call them.
Wow. Of course, have you, when you go on vacation, Tommy, and you travel, you try other cheesesteaks from other locations. So what do you think about, you have to. So,
I do.
You do. So what do you think when you go on vacation about other people's cheesesteaks? You know, I'm in Hampton Roads. I'm in Hampton Roads here, but I mean.
Yeah, I kind of sit down and I eat that sandwich and I say to myself, you know, why did I get this? Because our sandwiches are just so much better. It just don't compare.
Yeah, yeah. But it's curiosity because, it's, you know, like if you're going to Florida or another country
sure.
or you're traveling, and you probably don't tell them who you are. They don't, as far as disguise, but, you know, there must be some. Now, how did you become the manager there? How did you work your way up? And did you start?
Yeah, I sure did. I started working at the soda window and then moved my way up through the ranks, and I've been here for almost 40 years.
Respect. Wow.
Ever since I was a kid.
Respect. Wow.
Yeah, it's been really great. It's been a great job. I've met a lot of people here. You know, it's really a fun place to work with, you know, especially with the public. You know, you just get to meet all kinds of different people.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll say, yeah, I'm coming in from Minnesota. I'm coming
yep.
in. Has there been any unique customers that you remember?
Oh, just people come from all over. I've met baseball players, basketball players. Whenever there's a game in town, you know, some of the players come here to eat. And, you
okay.
know, I've got a lot of good autographs, too.
that you're holding on to.
That's right.
Yes, I got you. Wow. Well, man, we just wanted to have you on you know, to visit. And is there a good time? Listen to myself, and we're in Philadelphia. You know, is there a good time to be there? Because, you know, the lines I follow everywhere are long. So is there a good time to order?
Even though the line looks long, it moves very, very fast.
Okay.
So you could be like 100th person in line and still get up there in 10 minutes to eat a sandwich.
Gotcha. All right, so don't let the line intimidate you.
That's right.
Just
don't
go
let
for
the
it.
Line intimidate
you. Intimidate you, and then meet different people. All right.
That's right.
Okay. Well, man, okay. Thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio just to give us the insight, you know, about Pats, the innovator, the inventor of the cheesesteak.
You got it. It was great talking to you.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank
Tommy.
You.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
That was our show here on Flavor Living Radio. Thanks for tuning in and listening to our interview from South Philadelphia, home of the originator of the steak sandwich, Pat's. That was Tommy. Thanks a lot. Tune in next week as we have more here on our show next week. Have a great March, April. Drive safe and eat well and have a great week. And keep listening to Flavor Living Radio.
cooking, restaurants and recipes, with adventures.